To begin with, there was the malaria. I had been in Gabon in the Peace Corps, where my job was to help people improve their nutrition and access potable water. I helped design and implement a water filtration system and was in the midst of building a community center with a large kitchen and a bare-bones medical clinic. I swam with hippos, danced myself with 30 others into a trance state, read a lot of Ian Fleming novels, and lost almost 20 pounds. I went 10 months without so much as flirting with a girl, and then had a consciousness-expanding weekend at a hotel in Libreville with the 20-year-old daughter of a State Department official. I had the sense I was figuring things out over there, far away from my friends and my parents. But if my trip was a movie, I'd been yanked out of it in the first act while things were still building, and before I knew what all the plot threads added up to, I felt like I was on the verge of a significant breakthrough, or within sight of the verge. I was only gone for 13 months, but the city looked different when I got back. It was beautiful under the snow and dreamy, though that might have been because I was dreamy. I took walks and pretended I'd come from a small village thousands of miles away and imagined what all this would look like. A lot of my time, though, was occupied with being sick. I once had pneumonia in high school, and I'd had a few nasty colds, but nothing to prepare me for this. I think I can remember the precise moment when the infecting occurred. I remember lying under my mosquito netting and realizing there was a mosquito trapped in there, and then being unable to get her out. Only the ladies bite, my doctor said. And fearing if I ripped the netting, all of the mosquitoes in the room would attack me, and anyway, I was so tired. I was in and out of sleep. It took a while for me to get sick, and then I had all the classic symptoms: a shirt-drenching fever, deathly chills, hallucinations that would begin again each time I closed my eyes. The doctor who treated me in Bongalow Hospital in La Bamba said I could have died. If I'd waited another day, I would have. And in truth, I did think about death in my misty, hallucinatory state. I pictured people at my memorial service, and I imagined them saying incredibly kind things about me. I was sent back in a Pan Am 707 that stopped for refueling in Paris. I don't remember much about the flight over the Atlantic. There might have been a movie. I drank half a beer. The woman next to me wore nice perfume and was reading Sophie's Choice. My parents met me at the airport, and my father kept hugging me and staring at my face. Malaria, he said, as though getting used to a new name. My illness became a story Buddy liked to tell people, that his older boy contracted malaria in Africa, and he'd list the luminaries who'd had malaria: Dante, Caravaggio, Lord Byron, who'd all died from it, and others who'd just had it, like Hemingway, Lincoln, in his Kentucky childhood, and John Kennedy in World War II while in the Solomon Islands. Not much was asked of me in my first days back. I remember watching some of the NFL playoffs, the Rams upsetting the Cowboys. Vince Ferragamo threw for 3 touchdowns. And I remember reading about and seeing on television details about the hostages in Iran, and then the Soviets invading Afghanistan. I was emotional about things I read in the paper. For instance, I was undone for around 2 days by the news of the death of Joy Adamson, the author of Born Free. The story said she'd been mauled by a lion in Kenya. She'd been out for a stroll and was due back to listen to a broadcast of the BBC. Her body was found 100 yards from the camp. She was 69 years old. We saw that movie 5 or 6 times when we were growing up, and during each viewing, I'd wept. I'd also developed a crush on Virginia McKenna, the actress who played Joy Adamson, and had thought about her in my own days in Africa. I had wanted to meet someone like her, blonde hair and a starched thin khaki shirt, and fall in love and stay, or take her back to New York with me. Live by the sword, die by the sword, Buddy said. But the news had upset him as well.